House prices in Australia's major cities rose in the last few months of last year, defying economists' expectations of a fall. The latest figures from the Bureau of Statistics show that prices increased by just under 1% over the quarter. But the Queensland floods are likely to depress house prices, and as finance reporter Sue Lannan explains, the floods have already delivered a blow to business confidence.
Australia's patchwork economy is muddling along. The country's main money spinners, mining and farming, have been hit by the floods gripping the nation.
There's been a very substantial jolt to confidence in Queensland. It's one of the largest turnarounds in confidence we've seen at the state level in our survey.
That's Rob Brooker, head of Australian economics at the National Australia Bank. He says the flood disaster in Queensland put a big dent in business confidence.
Clearly, the flooding that occurred during December and January has had a big impact. Our survey was conducted around about the middle of January, when the flooding had been going on for quite some time, was reaching its peak.
And you say the confidence collapsed in mining. So that's a pretty serious use of words. And I guess that's because most of the mines were closed and most of the miners had to declare force majeure.
Extensive reduction in confidence in the mining industry. Other industries haven't been spared either. Falls in construction, in wholesale, transport, and also in manufacturing.
The manufacturing industry contracted for the fifth month in a row. That's according to the latest Performance of Manufacturing Index. Graham Billings is from PricewaterhouseCoopers, which carries out the survey with the Australian Industry Group.
It shows a very slight improve, but basically it's unchanged. It's below that all-important 50-point mark. I think it's going to be fairly flat over the next 2 to 3 months. I think there's so many external factors, and those things, of course, include probably an uncertain global economic market, local interest rate levels, lack of confidence, of course, the strength of the Australian dollar right now.
House prices grew in the last few months of last year, rising by 0.7% in the December quarter, according to the Bureau of Statistics. Year-on-year, prices rose nearly 6%, but they are easing off. Property analyst Louis Christopher runs SQM Research.
The ABS house price index that came out today was better than expected. We were expecting a slight decline, and what's actually come out is a slight increase, or slightly to moderate increase, of 0.7% for the quarter and up 5.8% for the year. The ABS has stated that Canberra was recording the highest growth rate of 1.9%, followed by Sydney at 1.6% just for the quarter. Melbourne recorded the fastest growth rate of 10.8% for the year. Overall, this still records a slowing housing market, but it's not really a hard landing. This appears now to be more of a soft landing in the housing market, and that will fit the RBA's plans quite nicely.
That's property analyst Louis Christopher, ending that report by Sue Lannan.